Hello and welcome to Oxcast. We are Daily Info and we're bringing you the week's events in chronological order, I think. So Maris is going to start us off.
In an orderly fashion, we begin tomorrow night at Chipping Norton Theatre. There's an all-female folk band called The She. They've got diverse musical influences from Gaelic song and Scottish folk to bluegrass. And they're pretty much in vogue at the moment because they are Artist of the Month on Folk Radio UK. Wow. And they've also been described by the Scotsman as flirtatiously funky, which I would aspire to myself. So their current tour celebrates their third album called Memorations. And if you do like their stuff, then you should definitely buy an album rather than download one, as each of the album covers are individually designed and you get your own unique piece of artwork. And so that's 7:45 at the Chipping Norton Theatre.
Oh, I love that with the album covers. That's amazing.
Yes, no, it's lovely.
That's great. So, and then moving on to Friday, there's a new exhibition, I think.
Yes, at Arts at the Old Fire Station. So this exhibition is called You Can't Fall Off the Floor, which maybe the clumsier amongst us might argue with. And it features new work from Pat Plummer and Kleiner Shames. And so they've been working together for several years now, and they both specialise in illustration and graffiti painting. And so they belong to an artist collective in Bristol called Check Your Bad Self, and that also has roots in graffiti, illustration and skateboarding, so you can kind of get an idea of the style of work. And the exhibition is free, but voluntary donations are very welcome, and they'd be going towards the Oxford Wheels Project, which, if you don't know about yet, it's a registered charity that's been around for over, I think, nearly 10 years perhaps now. And it's working towards building a permanent skate park and wheels-based sports facility in the city of Oxford. And they've got a really good website with lots of information, and they're on Twitter too. So if you search Oxford Wheels Project, you can find more about that. But the exhibition itself, it previews Friday evening from 5:30, and then the show will last until Friday 26th of April.
Brilliant. So also on Friday night, we've got stand-up comedian Catherine Ryan coming to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot with her show Nature's Candy. And she's a Canadian performer who she's on the up, and she's featured lately on comedy shows like Mock the Week and 8 out of 10 Cats. She does a lot of material on celebrity culture, but also brings in various anecdotes about growing up in Canada and bits about the country's history, that kind of thing. She also likes to play with the audience's expectations of female comedians, juxtaposing a lot of crudeness alongside her very twee persona. So expect some foul language and some gossip about the Kardashians.
Again, Friday, it's busy this week. Friday and Saturday, there's Rapunzel at the Oxford Playhouse. This is a show produced by Ballet Laurent and devised from a poem by poet laureate Carol Ann Duffy, which itself is inspired from the Grimm Brothers' tale. So kind of lots of different stages of inspiration and adaptation to this show. And it's being marketed as a family dance production, and it's for ages 7 and above. It's not only for young people, but it will also include 10 young people from Oxfordshire performing in it alongside the professional dancers. And the adaptation does also explore some of the darker sides of the story, and it's been described as both playful and haunting, but since it is for families and young people, it does leave us with a happy ending. Quite interestingly, the creative team behind this show is pretty swish. The costumes have been designed by Michelle Clapton, who's designed costumes for Game of Thrones, and the music is composed by Murray Gold, who's also composed for Doctor Who. So it gives you a taste of the kind of style and the quality that will be involved if you like those shows.
That sounds great. I've seen some pictures of the set and it looks amazing.
Yes, I've seen some videos too.
Yeah, these sort of big trees and things that people are climbing up and look kind of eerie, and lots of silhouettes against the back wall. It looks really, really,
yeah, so really
interesting.
A really good video on the Playhouse website to kind of give you an idea of it.
Sounds great. So now on to early next week, giving you a little preview. Caravan are coming to Oxford. They are a prog rock band from Canterbury who blend kind of psychedelic rock and jazz together. They formed in 1968, and they're commemorating the 40th anniversary of their first album, For Girls That Grow Plump in the Night, with a tour of the same name. So that's they're playing at 8:15 on Monday night at St John the Evangelist Church on Iffley Road. And the doors and bar open an hour beforehand, so you can get a couple of drinks in before that starts. Great. Which is always good.
Yes, I love the idea of prog rock in an evangelist church.
Yes.
It seems to marry quite well.
It does.
The two words.
It's a good setting. There's more on a Monday night. Folk with a difference at the Cellar. It's Czech, Moravian and Slavic folk. The gig is called Milokraj, which means beloved land in Czech. I've got no idea whether I pronounced that right.
I was going to say, you're pronouncing so confidently. How do you know?
And it features singer Marta Topfirova and bassist Tomáš Liška. And they are exploring the music of their Czech roots, but also drawing on Czech and Moravian folklore and other Slavic influences there, but also sort of overlaying that with their own modern interpretations and creativity. So it sounds like a really interesting blend of different musical influences. And as well as the duo, there's a dulcimer player, which I would be quite excited about.
I have to look up what a dulcimer was. I think I have to look up what the instrument is when it's going to be a good night.
It's one of those. It's kind of like, I think you use a hammer, and it's a bit like
there was two different kinds. Yeah, one was a sort of looked more like a string instrument, and the other one looked more like a xylophone type thing.
I think it's halfway between the two. I think you have strings, but then you hit it like a xylophone. So, and it gives this sort of clear pinging sound, but it's really beautiful. So there's a dulcimer there, which is exciting. There's also a violinist and a guitarist, so lots of different sounds there. So anyway, they're playing on Monday night at the Cellar, 7:30 p.m. and it costs £8.
So advance warning for next week, we've got Molière's The Misanthrope being performed at the Oxford Playhouse from next Tuesday. It's a translation by Roger McGough, partly in verse and partly in prose. It's been on tour, and we've already heard really great reports from people who saw it at the Cambridge Arts Centre, saying it was fabulously funny and one to look out for. So I'm sure we'll have more on that in the next edition of the Oxcast next week.
It seems to be quite a week for translations by famous-ish poets, with Carol Ann Duffy and Roger McGough. Great, so that's all from us for this week. You can tune in next week for next week's events, and in the meanwhile you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford. You can also find us on Facebook, or just look at our website for current events, dailyinfo.co.uk. We will see you next week.